About 50 members of the Ku Klux Klan and other white supremacist groups used a federal permit to hold a rally on the steps of Milwaukee's federal courthouse. The supremacist message can be summed up in a few words from rally organizer Christopher Peterson.
We need to cleanse our own territories of all the Jews.
Peterson went on to make disparaging remarks about Jews, African Americans, and people of mixed race. Other supremacists waved Nazi flags and raised their arms in Nazi salutes. Most of the supremacists were men with closely cropped hair, but there were a handful of white women in the group too. Counter-demonstrators such as these people far outnumbered the supremacists. Many in that racially diverse group made obscene gestures and remarks, and a few threw eggs. A Milwaukee man, Adrian, was clearly angry about the Klan rally. He says instead of holding the rally downtown, the supremacists should have come to an African-American neighborhood.
If they could come down to the hood, not the neighborhood, but to the hood, the police protection wouldn't help them down there, because it would be 10 times the amount of people down here now, and it would be a riot, period.
Others in the crowd were equally forceful, but for peace. A man named Charles says he came to the counter-demonstration to show his support for racial unity.
The races can unite and be together as one without any fighting, without any killing or hatred amongst each other, and that's what's needed.
Another counter-demonstrator, Julie Enslow, says she hopes the city can now be unified on other fronts.
Not just at a demonstration, but in our housing and in our employment and our education, and that we really show that racism has no place here in Milwaukee.
But Milwaukee Police Chief Arthur Jones is an African-American who says he's been the target of some race-based remarks. Some white officers counter that Jones is racist. Those battles will be taken up again soon. But after yesterday's nonviolent rally, Jones, too, was sounding a note of harmony.
It turned out wonderful. Everybody has a right. Everybody had a right to protest. They protested. As you can see, it was done in a very civil manner. I can tell you that we made one arrest for disorderly conduct. That was it. And it's been a good day.
Just the same, an interfaith group still plans to go ahead today with a so-called hate cleansing rally on the ground where the white supremacists stood. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.